Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Woven Wings Live, where we bring you wisdom and tools for vibrant living. I'm Gabe Crane, and I'm joined by my co-host, Rahul Deepwania, and we are wishing you a really wonderful and happy new year as we go into 2024. And we're recording just a short intro for what you can expect for our new season that's coming up this year. If you enjoy listening to us, you can share us, please, with a friend or leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. You can join our newsletter as well, which is linked in the show description to follow along the journey. And Rahul, I hope you had a wonderful New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, just this holiday time with family. It's really good to be back with you. And I want to just put it out to you to share a bit with us. What can we look forward to on this show in 2024?
Thank you, Gabe. Yeah, very happy New Year to you as well, and also to our listeners, of course. And for those that have been listening to us for a while, I think what we're focusing on is going to sound familiar, right? I think we're ultimately still focused on weaving, having meaningful conversations with each other, with other people that we bring on, bringing people and ideas into contact and into conversation with each other. And then altogether, just modeling a curious, exploratory mindset, of course, around topics of interest to us, but also, we hope, topics that are relevant to our listeners. And I think in particular this year, as we started to talk about this a little bit at the end of last year, we're going to continue to explore a tension between going broad, you know, having a very expansive set of topics, you know, across all the different areas that we focus, and then also going deep into select topics, you know, doing mini series, for example, and just really trying to continue to build our understanding while modeling, you know, the dialogue and conversation that we often talk about. So really, you know, all in all, a lot of just building on what we've been doing and seeing where it takes us.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. You know, I think we have talked about the particular topics we focus on in different ways. Sometimes we've talked about them as spiritual practices. Sometimes that doesn't fit as well when we're, you know, we're talking about psychology and personal growth and mindfulness. I think really what we're focused on is living a meaningful, beautiful life. You know, that's wisdom and tools for vibrant living, right? How do we really experience the beauty and joy that life has to offer and do our part to be part of that? And, you know, I think one of the things we explored, Rahul, on our recap episode of 2023 is that tension you described of, we talk to all sorts of different people on this show and we learn about all sorts of different systems and approaches to life, which is amazing. It doesn't always give us the opportunity to go as deep into all of those different areas. And so, you know, it is, this is kind of an intro sometimes, an opportunity to kind of get a taste of some sort of practice. And then if it calls to you, you can always go deeper with it. But at the same time, I think we wanted to touch on a couple points here related to that, which is that, first of all, this idea of weaving that you mentioned, Rahul, that actually having these conversations, even if we don't go into tons of depth around one particular topic, it is a jumping off point for you to explore it further. And also alongside that, it's an opportunity to see salient points that really go across different practices and create more of a universal understanding of what are some of these components that are part of mindfulness, for example, but are also part of building healthy relationships in the world and kind of coming to a broader understanding universally about what are the values that we want to live our life by? What are the elements of a practice that really creates the kind of meaningful life that we are interested in? And I think for us, we often talk about this show itself, Rahul, as a spiritual practice. This is part of that practice, is the orientation of listening, the orientation of learning, of being open to finding something out that could uplift our life, could teach us something about the world, and being really open to just the wide array of human ingenuity that's been going on this planet for a long time, that's going on today, that can give us that opportunity to learn. So I think that's us in a nutshell, you know. And so if you've been following us to this point, I'm assuming you're along for that ride. And I hope if you're joining us for this year, that this is something that will help you and resonate. At the same time, as we look into this new year, one thing that Rahul and I spoke about that we really want to encourage you as a listener to consider is, how does all this really relate to your own practice for cultivating vibrant living in your own life, right? It's nice to learn about different experiences that are out there, but how does that actually then translate into whatever you're doing in your life, your own particular experience, your uniqueness of where you're positioned? And what is your own practice? How do you filter and take in the things you learn from this show and elsewhere and have it actually inform stuff that you repeat, that sticks around, that begins to create actual meaningful change in your personal reality? So whether it's journaling or meditation or exercise or Qigong, quality time with friends, or even if you don't have a practice yet, where could you start? How could those practices be enhanced, which change the way that you show up in life, which change the way that you have an effect on the world and the people around you? And that's really what we want to encourage through this show. And so as we start out 2024 and you think about, you know, listening to this year ahead, as we meet with our different guests and have all the topics we have, we always want to kind of put that question in front of mind to you, is how can this be a year, and how can what you're listening to be an opportunity to enrich your own life, your own practice, or get started on a new one? So with that in mind, thanks for joining us for this year. And yeah, Rahul, I'll pass it over to you to just let folks know a little bit more about what we're up to and close us out.
Yeah. And one thing I'll just add, Gabe, as you were speaking right now, it got me thinking a little bit about just coming off of the holidays. Like, even if people didn't necessarily have a Christmas tree, right? The image of a tree came to mind, where it's the base, it's the foundation. And if you're getting ornaments, right, what I'll call the wisdom, the little bits and pieces that come from different episodes, you know, you ideally have a place to hang those ornaments, right? And I think what you were just sharing to me embodies that idea that, hey, if you can have a foundation or start building a foundation anew, you know, it's going to be the practice, the area where all the little nuggets, all the little insights, you know, that you pick up from these conversations that we have, they all feed into that, right? And it can be part of really enriching whatever practice it is that's authentic to any given person. So really love that sentiment. And as you were talking about it, also imagining doing that for myself, you know, as we go into all of this. But with that, you know, thank you for all of you that have tuned in for this introductory episode. For those that are new, we really encourage you to check out our archives, you know, wherever you listen to podcasts, or on our new YouTube channel, which will be linked to in the show description, where we're also releasing shorter content. You can also just go on YouTube and search Woven Wings Live, and you'll find, you know, not only our long form episodes that are often an hour 15, but also short form episodes, you know, 15 minutes, 5 minutes, as well as additional content, you know, just to help keep you connected to what we're doing. And then for those that have been with us, we just, you know, as always, we appreciate your ongoing support. And we're really excited that you continue to stick with us. And we're excited to bring you, you know, another season as we continue to build out this project with you as part of our support and part of the energy that that we feed off of. So with all of that said, thank you all for tuning in. Till next time, we will see you soon.